This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you very much, Levi. Now in Ag News on a Tuesday afternoon.
Farm groups are calling for bipartisanship after a bitterly fought election that's still being contested. The National Milk Producers Federation says the White House was won by razor-thin victories in a handful of states. While the House and Senate will be more narrowly divided, more reason for bipartisanship over the next 2 years. At the American Farm Bureau Federation, Executive Vice President Dale Moore says getting legislation done in the next Congress and administration will be a challenge.
In order to get something out of the House, you need 218 votes, and the House is controlled by a Democrat majority. In order to get something out of the Senate, you need 60 votes, essentially, on virtually everything. And Leader McConnell does not have 60 Republican members. He's got a number right now of, 52, 53 members. So anything that gets done is going to require some level of compromising in order to find that middle ground that both sides are willing to accept.
And if they can't agree on everything, then they should be able to agree on big things like COVID and the economy, though that may even be harder now with Republicans divided on accepting Biden as president-elect and Democrats losing seats in the House and not likely retaking in the Senate. Still, AFB's Moore is not deterred.
We work through different things when, you know, the Obama administration, some things we work with them, some things we had to wrestle with them. You know, I worked for the Bush administration. I had, you know, members of Farm Bureau that told me there were things that they worked closely with the Bush administration on, and there were things that they wrestled with us on.
Moore expressed confidence after the election. Lame duck lawmakers would keep the government funded after December 11th when temporary funding runs out and approve more virus relief for producers, though he was less sure of how much might be included for agriculture. Negotiations were to restart this week with lawmakers back to finish out this year's Congress. And with the election over and a lame duck Congress getting to work this week, agriculture's attention turns to the potential of more COVID relief. The Senate is back in session this week. The House will return next week. There is optimism that both chambers can reach an agreement and pass more coronavirus aid. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell indicated the Senate would get to work on creating another coronavirus package. What the plan may also include, and if agriculture relief will be a part of the plan, remains in question. However, the biggest priority of lawmakers will be funding the federal government. The current funding legislation ends December 11. Last week, McConnell stated that he and House Speaker Pelosi had agreed to work on a budget bill that would provide funding for the federal government through September 30th of next year, the end of the current fiscal year. Without action by December 11th, the federal government would face a partial shutdown. A Biden-Harris administration will be focusing on climate change. On the possible incoming administration's transition website, buildbackbetter.com, climate change is listed as one of four priorities. The website states, quote, "We have the opportunity to build a more resilient, sustainable economy, one that will put the United States on an irreversible path to achieve net zero emissions economy-wide no later than 2050. Specific to agriculture, the administration plans to create jobs in climate-smart agriculture, resilience, and conservation. President-elect Biden's climate plan also calls for the U.S. to re-enter the Paris Climate Agreement, which seeks to limit global warming to no more than 2 degrees Celsius. The plan also includes rebuilding infrastructure, including broadband, electric vehicles, zero-net-emission transit, and a move to clean American-made electricity. Additionally, the plan calls for upgrading buildings and homes to be more energy efficient and ensuring that environmental justice is a key consideration for the future. Other priorities listed include COVID-19 recovery, economic recovery, and racial equity.
And stay tuned. We'll go over the latest World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate Report coming up next.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
A sure sign of the holidays is the aroma of homemade pies and cookies baking. You'll need plenty of fresh farm-owned Prairie Farms butter for baking, plus half and half for creamy pumpkin pies, and Prairie Farms whipped cream to top your desserts. For dunking those holiday cookies, refreshing glasses of Prairie Farms milk, or try their new flavors of salted caramel and chocolate peanut butter milk. And don't forget the 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice for lots of vitamin C. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Farmer owned.
Shop.areadieselservice.com is the easiest way to find the parts you need for your diesel. Since 1973, Area Diesel Service Incorporated has been committed to providing quality parts and services for turbochargers, diesel fuel injection systems, and diesel engines. Located in Carlinville at 1300 North University, they are always just a phone call away at 854-2641. And always online at shop.areadieselservice.com.
Farming has gotten so complex you need another you just to keep up with it all. You'll come close when you work with your FS Crop Specialist. They know your growing conditions and your land, working for you season to season, helping fine-tune decisions to ensure a healthy ROI. And they're constantly in training to learn about the latest in seed selection, crop protection, and nutrient management. Plus, they're achieving certification standards that exceed the industry. Contact your M&M Service FS Crop Specialist to learn more.
And we're back here on your Tuesday afternoon Ag Show, and let's move on and take a look at the World Ag Supply and Demand Estimate, or the WASDE report. First off, this month's 2021 corn outlook is for lower production, reduced feed and residual use, larger exports, and a smaller ending stock. Corn production is forecasted at 14.507 billion bushel, down 215 million with a reduction for yield to 175.8 bushel per acre. Corn exports are raised 325 million bushels to 2.65 billion, which, if realized, would be a record high. Projected feed and residual use is lowered 75 million bushel based on a smaller crop and higher expected price. With supply falling and use increasing, corn ending stocks for 2020-2021 are down 465 million bushel to 1.7 billion, which, if realized, would be the lowest since 2013-2014. The corn price has raised by 40 cents to $4 per bushel. Moving on to your oil seeds, which include soybeans. The U.S. soybean outlook for 2020-2021 is for lower production and ending stocks. Soybean production is forecasted at 4.17 billion bushel, down 98 million on lower yields. Lower yields are reported in several major producing states, including here in Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Ohio, and Nebraska. With reduced production, soybean ending stocks are projected at 190 million bushel, down 100 million from last month in October, and if realized, soybean ending stocks would be at the lowest level in the last 7 years. Soybean and other product prices for 2020-2021 are all higher for the month of November. The U.S. season average soybean price for 2020-21 is forecasted at $10.40 a bushel, up 60 cents. Soybean meal forecasted at $355 a short ton, up $20. And the soybean oil price is forecasted at 34.5 cents a pound, up 2 cents from last month. Finally, in wheat, the outlook for 2020-2021 U.S. wheat this month is for a stable supply, higher domestic usage, unchanged exports, and reduced ending stock. Domestic usage is raised primarily on higher food usage, which is increased by 5 million bushels to 965 million, up from 962 million for 2019-2020. This increase is based mainly on the NASA's Flour Milling Products Report, which indicated higher food use for the early part of the marketing year than previously estimated. All wheat exports and imports are unchanged this month, but there were offsetting by class changes for both exports and imports. Projected 2020-2021 ending stocks reduced by 6 million bushel to 877 million, down 15% from last year, and the season average farm price for wheat is unchanged at $4.70 a bushel. And we'll move on into other grain news here on your Tuesday afternoon. The fall commodity market rally is meaning that crop insurance coverage under the Revenue Protection Policy will be based on the fall harvest price of corn and soybeans. American Farm Bureau Federation Chief Economist John Newton says the Revenue Protection Policy with the harvest price option is one of the most popular crop insurance products.
When a farmer suffers a crop loss, the harvest price option indemnifies the grower at the higher of the spring price or the harvest price. And the spring price is discovered in February, and the harvest price was discovered during the month-long period of October.
This is the first year since 2012 the harvest price was triggered for corn, and the first time since 2016 it was triggered for soybeans.
The spring prices for corn, soybeans, and cotton were announced earlier this year at $3.88 per bushel for corn, $9.17 for soybeans, and 68 cents per pound for cotton. And all three of those crops have a higher harvest price this year. Soybeans are now $10.55 per bushel, $3.99 per bushel for corn, and 69 cents per pound for cotton. So crop insurance policies will use these higher prices when determining the revenue guarantees.
Newton also says the harvest price option provides more support for farmers and ranchers who suffered a crop loss this year.
Well, for any producers that suffered a crop loss during 2020, this growing season, or reduced yields due to adverse weather, the higher harvest prices will help a producer by indemnifying at the replacement value of the new crop. So this does provide more support for those farmers and ranchers that have suffered a crop loss this year.
And you can learn more online at the Market Intel page at fb.org.
And that'll wrap up your Ag News for a Tuesday afternoon. But remember, you can always send us your Ag News by email at WSMI@WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Tuesday afternoon, November 10th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.